Hey everyone, and welcome to yet another Calendar Kids, brought to you by Patriot Heating and Cooling. Call Scott Coolidge today for all your HVAC needs. With us today, Miss Angie Blinderman, also known as Angie Banji. How are we doing tonight, Angie?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Good. Just coming off of practice. Thanks for coming in. We appreciate it. So you got picked for the calendar. You're standing there. You can palm a volleyball.
Heck yeah.
So they have to like glue that thing to your hand or?
Yeah, a little bit.
All right. She's standing right next to Mr. Jack Bermood, who was the second, wearing the number two on his jersey. You're number eight. I didn't want to leave you until last because there's only eight kids. So I got you a little bit sooner. How's that sound?
Pretty good. I was thinking about that too.
All right. Well, Angie, volleyball. That's why you're on the calendar. How's it going this year?
It's going pretty good. We are in the new conference, Big Rivers. It's a big challenge for us, and we're taking it head on. It's more regional play this year, and we're really excited to be here.
Like Jack Bermood talked about a little bit, is these are playoff-like games week in and week out now for you, aren't they?
They are.
Yep. But that's kind of what New Richmond playing in the middle border before. Now we moved to the Big Rivers. And kind of a fun conference to be in, I believe. New Richmond as a whole is excelling. I think we're holding our own. Our golf team, I think I just looked at Facebook, won the regionals by a lot. So just fun to see all these student athletes doing really well. All right, out of the gate, Angie, you guys live right in New Richmond.
Yep.
Daughter of Jennifer and Carl Blinderman. What other sports you play?
I also participate in track and field, and I am a 400 runner and below, a sprinter, as many know. And then last year, we actually went to state for the 4x4, and that was a fun experience, except it was downpouring, so it was very muddy and just kind of gross. But still, the experience of looking up at the stands and just seeing all the umbrellas and people just packed in no matter what, it was just an insane feeling.
Well, when you make it to state, you know, it's a select group of kids, so the parents are going to go watch their kids.
Yeah.
So everybody just packed in, like, we're not going to miss this. And and after the year we had last year, it was just fun that you guys were able to run.
Oh, yeah.
You know, definitely. with everything going on.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And you were talking about your 4x4. How many of the student athletes come back for that this year?
Just two of us right now. Barb Kling and Addie Zink graduated last year, and we're a part of it. But me and Dylan Powers are a part of it right now.
We've got some prospects coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to make it back to state again.
Heck, yeah.
Yeah, you got the experience, right? All right, so we talked about you being an experienced athlete. How have you mentored the young athletes coming up, both volleyball and track?
Well, just this summer, we did this kids camp for volleyball, and it's where ages kindergarten through eighth grade got to come in sessions, like kindergarten through second grade, and then third through sixth, and then seventh and eighth got to come to the high school and be with the varsity team and other players teaching them things. And I mentored them, and I actually connected with a younger student, and she texted me. She reached out and said, like, she appreciated me being there and, like, pushing her and everything, and I just, like, took that, and it was like, wow, I actually made a difference there, and, like, she's excited to watch me this season. She came to, actually, the Hudson game, and she texted me after that, and it was just a good feeling that I actually made an impact at that kids' camp.
How great was the atmosphere at the Hudson game as a player on the court?
Oh, my goodness. I don't remember a louder, more exciting game than that one.
It was so fun. And we've been saying all year as we announce games how fun it is to see fans in the stands and getting the parents, the students back in the game just to watch and cheer their teams on. And I feel like we are taking that to heart, not just after the year we had last year, but jumping up into the Big Rivers and having that experience.
Mm-hmm.
I think our fans and our student section has come alive.
Oh, yeah. Could barely hear the whistles on the court, but it doesn't matter.
You know, I've had a couple of those experiences. I'm a basketball player, but the same thing, right? Mm-hmm. How much fun is just that? It gets the adrenaline going, doesn't it?
Builds off the energy.
But great answer. I love the fact that every senior we've talked to so far with the Calendar Kids, we're talking about being a mentor. And how you became that mentor. So did you have somebody older than you that you looked up to?
In my freshman year, Lauren Smith, who was a senior when I was a freshman, I was unable to play because of an injury I had, and I was team manager. And Lauren Smith, like, was really friendly with me, and I actually built a connection with her. She invited me to, like, team dinners and stuff. I was like, oh, that's what the varsity team does. They get together. And coming this year, I was like, I need to fill that role. And so I got the team together one time. We did a really fun team dinner with, like, Mario Carr and just, like, some salad and spaghetti, and we just had a blast one night. I'm like, this is what it's like to be on this varsity team. I'm like, this is what Lauren Smith implemented here.
That's team building. I love how every one of you guys has somebody that you see that you looked up to, that you have a memory of when you're a freshman or sophomore, and you look up to see a senior, mm-hmm. and you want to be that person when you're there. Okay, Angie, we mentioned sports. You're in track, a little successful there too. Got, you know, you're successful in volleyball, bringing the hammer down.
Thank you.
What do we do outside of sports?
I really like to get with my family and cook huge meals, like just try something new, and we like experiment with like new foods. And we have this new family here in town. They moved from Manitowoc, and we were old friends with them, and they have a little bit Mexican background, and we're planning on doing a huge Mexican dinner for my dad's birthday, and we're just gonna try some new foods. And so we like just getting a huge fam together, like my neighbors, the Nygaards, and then we just eat.
Well, that's nothing better than that, than hanging out with friends and family. You're on the calendar for volleyball. What is your pregame routine?
All right. So I go home.
Before you start, it can't get any weirder than Jack Bermuth watching videos of soccer.
No.
And I love that he does that.
Yeah,
but come on.
That's awesome.
Giving a hard time to him.
All right. So I go home, and the night before, I have everything laid out already, like my jersey and just the warm-ups. And I go home after the varsity team sets up nets, and I kind of just put in my headphones, and I put on my song, Black Widow by Iggy Azalea.
Okay. I was giving you the look there, like, you got to let me know what the song is.
Oh, yeah. And I just, like, get into this mental state, and I, like, close my eyes, and I picture myself in the game that's happening, like, 3 hours from now. I picture myself, like, getting my serve in and, like, doing the stuff I need to do, like, trusting my training, like, implementing what we do at practice into the game, and just like meditate that and just like almost manifest it for later that game.
Nice. Yeah. So just kind of a like a zen moment for you. Just mm-hmm. get relaxed, not use up any adrenaline until game time hits.
Yeah.
Perfect. No, that's a new one for us here. Although, you know, I talk about Jack Bermuth. I think Jacob Dormans is going to come out before you. So I can say this. The kid runs here. He jogs 2 miles before he runs a cross country meet.
What?
That's fantastic that he does it, but that's his routine.
Yeah.
You know, no headphones. He just jogs 2 miles. Then he goes, runs a 5K for cross country.
Nice.
I'm sitting here looking at my car going, that's a long ways away to do. But that's good for him. I love how every one of you guys, or every one of your students has a different routine, you know, something that gets you going. Right. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's ask the question, Angie, that you're going to get asked in about 6 months. What are your plans after high school?
After high school, I plan to pursue athletic training or physical therapy at a 4-year college, and then continue on to grad school for 2 years to get the full shebang. And I also am going to play volleyball.
All right. So volleyball is important to you.
Yeah.
You do a fantastic job. If you don't know, go to a game.
Thank
watch.
You.
We have some big hitters, I believe, on New Richmond. Angie, though, as being, like I said earlier, brings the hammer down. You also play back row.
Yeah.
And you do a very good job at it.
Thank you.
So it's fun to see. All right, Angie. So we talked about you being a leader on your team. You've had somebody that you've gotten to look up to. We've talked about some hobbies. We've talked about success that you've had. Track. So let's go back to volleyball for a second. Give me one of your most favorite moments in volleyball, but then you got to give me one of your low moments in volleyball that made you better.
One of my best moments in volleyball was probably last year, my junior year, against Baldwin. It was a nail biter. Like, we previously played them in a scrimmage preseason, and we were beaten badly. It was a terrible match, but then conference came around, and we were a whole new team. We swept them in 3, and my coach told me, Coach Theo, he goes, the coach from Baldwin said, you guys have gotten a lot better since the scrimmage. And I personally think I had my best game there. And it was just a so fun game. Like, the third set, it was 30-28, and we won. We were going crazy. Like, it was COVID, so there was, like, the parents were filling the atmosphere in the gym. And it was just an amazing moment. I loved that game.
That's awesome. It's a moment that'll stick with you forever.
Mm-hmm.
All right. One you learned from.
Worst moment in volleyball was probably my first match ever playing for my new club, Kokoro. And I was nervous. I wasn't really close with anyone on the team. I got onto the court and my nerves just built up. I wasn't playing my best, and the coach took me aside and he sat me down. And he goes, what's up? Like, this isn't you. And I flat out said, I'm just nervous. I'm playing this new game at a higher level and it's just freaking me out. And he goes, that's fine. But you just need to breathe. You got this. And like that just like reset me. And I was like, okay, I just need to breathe right here and I can pursue this.
You know what? And I love how those moments can teach you so much. And it's just sport. I'm a big sports fan, but sports is goes outside. As you get older, as you learn more, sports is going to teach you about work. You're going to have a bad day at work. Sometimes you just got to like take a breath and just put your head down and get it done. And, you know, Jack Bermud talked about the same thing. Coach Blattner pulled him out, gave him a little water, looked at him and says, are you ready to play? Like Jack said, he didn't have to answer. You know what I mean? He goes back in and plays a game. So great answer. All right, Andrew, we talked about your hobbies that you have, family, food. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that, does it?
Yeah.
We talked about a high moment, a low moment. We talked about pregame routine. We talked about being a leader. What else is out there for anybody that wants to be a student athlete? Obviously, student comes first. What advice do you have for anybody that's coming up? Sophomores, freshmen, junior high kids.
Student comes first. Like, put your work in the classroom when you're in the classroom. But when you're in the gym, you put the work in the gym. Like, your mindset shouldn't be on school when you're in the gym, but on when you're in the classroom, it should be on school.
That's great words of advice. Angie, thank you for joining us for, I think this will be the fourth installment of Calendar Kids. We appreciate you coming in after practice. You're probably tired and just ready to go home and do your homework that we just talked about. So thank you very much. Good luck the rest of the season and bring the hammer down.
Thank you.